Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from the MedStar Capitals Iceplex. It is a Redskins Friday, Devontae Smith-Pelly. Presented by the one and only Sportsbook Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. But we are joined by Stanley Cup champion.
Devontae Smith-Pelly. Sounds great to me.
Because of you and your buddies and all your boys, we can buy these hats and all the gear that Cakes has bought.
I couldn't be happier to spend $30+ on every hat, $60 on a hoodie.
You bought a lot
I bought so much gear. And you know what?
You're not done. You're going to go down and buy more.
I'm going to go down to the pro shop after we're done and buy more. Armsful.
As you should.
As I should, absolutely. And as I will. Devontae is dressed very unlike... Especially EB. I can only imagine EB coming to the set here.
I almost put long underwear on.
Wearing nothing but gym shorts, slides, socks down here for DSP. He's got the hoodie on.
Well, it's the epitome, the two total opposites.
He's a manly man.
I mean,
he's
a real man from and just a big softy.
Yes.
I mean, could it be any softer?
I'm kind of with you.
No.
I'm not wearing a scarf, but
Devontae,
you know, kind of close.
You're from Ontario, correct?
Yeah.
What's cold to you?
I haven't had cold here in Washington.
So maybe, really?
I'm going to guess here's cold. Flying to Winnipeg.
It's
like
cold
maybe,
at work
like,
every day.
Like in February.
Yeah.
If you land in Winnipeg for a roadie in February, you get off the bird, it's like -5 degrees and the wind's howling at 20
miles.
That's
cold, right?
That's cold.
This is
not cold.
This is nothing. Yeah.
Do you ever get like a runny nose or anything? Or no? Just completely immune?
No, this is nothing at all. I'm used to it.
Right.
Yeah.
What'd you do in the offseason?
We stayed here for a bit. I stayed here for a bit at least. I went home. I didn't really do anything. I mean, just hanging out.
Let's rewind a little bit. Take us through winning the cup on Vegas ice and then the party at Hakkasan and Ovi pimp walking the cup through the MGM Grand. Tell us how great that was partying that night into the next day.
It was amazing. I mean, we could be the last team that ever, you know, wins the cup in Vegas like that. So, I mean, it was an amazing night. That night was amazing. It was amazing. You know, we dragged it on for 2 weeks.
You guys are rock stars.
Yeah, it was an amazing, you know, couple of weeks. And, you know, we had a lot of fun, as you guys probably saw.
Did you ever worry about anybody, like, taking it maybe a little too far? Did you see any guys?
No, honestly, it was everything was all in, you know, just good fun, and no one, you know, went overboard, and we didn't think anyone would get in trouble or go overboard, and, you know, that's exactly
what happened. Did some of the older guys surprise you? Did some of the older guys, like, go hard, or was it all, like, the younger guys, like the Wilsons and the Veranas that could really party hard? Or, you know, did Orpik surprise you that you could kind of hang in there with the young guys?
Some of the old men.
Yeah, none of the younger guys surprised me. I mean...
Right. You knew that was going to happen.
But, you know, Orpi's... I wouldn't say serious, but he's, you know, very professional and
mature.
You know, yeah, mature and but I knew he had that kind of side to him because he, you know, he likes to have fun like everyone else. So seeing him, you know, on the third, fourth day still hanging around, that kind of surprised me. But
I forget, were you one of the fountain jumpers? Did you go to the fountain?
No.
You didn't get into that?
No. I was just hanging out.
What was the run like for you? Because you were such a critical part, and you know, from the outside looking in, and statistically, you elevated your game, right? I'm sure you gave the same effort throughout. But what was that like for you? And did you feel like a bigger part of it? Was there what makes you you know perform like that when the pressure's really on?
I don't know. I don't really have an explanation for it. I mean, there's just a. I think my game was the same all throughout the year.
Right.
But we talked to Alan May earlier, who covers the team,
And he said that you actually skated faster in the playoffs was his perception. Mm-hmm. And he had a theory, not necessarily about you, but in general, that a lot of players cut out the noise when it gets to the playoffs.
It's all
so maybe they shut down
the time.
Social media and there's more focus and concentration.
Yeah, I mean, he's not wrong. You know, during the playoffs, obviously, you know, you're focused on that. You're not practicing. You're just playing games. And, you know, then you go home and you relax and then you worry about the next game. And I think he could be right when, in, you know, everyone just kind of focusing and not worrying about anything really except for trying to win the next game.
Right. Has it raised your expectations now for this year, for you personally and for the team?
For me personally, I mean, I'm just trying to do what I can to help the team. I mean, I don't really put, you know, numbers in my head or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I just want to be consistent and help the team. And for the team, I mean, I guess, I mean, our expectations were high anyway, regardless of what, you know, people were saying last year about all the turnover and stuff. So, you know, we're trying to do it again.
Right. Yeah, how much was
he
the attraction?
He seems so serious right now.
He should be having some fun.
He's probably tired.
It's early.
Yeah.
How much of the attraction of possibly repeating here in Washington led you back here to sign a one-year deal with the Caps in the offseason?
And did you know all along you were coming back?
Because there had to be interest from other teams seeing what you did, you know, not only during the regular season, but elevating your play during the playoff run.
Yeah, there was. Did I know that I was coming back? I mean,
what'd you think?
It was up to me. I wanted to.
Yeah.
If I could, I would. So it was important. I mean, the whole team's coming back. It's important to try and have another run with this group of guys that, I mean, I enjoy seeing every day. So it's not about the term or money or anything like that. For me, I mean, I've been around long enough to know that if you're happy in some place, you probably just want to...
Who are you tightest with on the team? Who are your boys? Who you hang out with?
I hang out with everyone, but, I mean, I've known Willie since, I mean, since he was, like, 15, 14.
Right.
Was he killing people when he was 14?
Yeah, he was. He was same size.
Because I heard when he was, I heard from somebody who... either
had a kid,
had
that,
a
played
kid that played against him that said he was ridiculously tough when he was six.
Yeah, no, he's always a killer. So I've known him forever. I've known Kano since we were 17, 18. I've known Oh since I was like 16. So, I mean, all these guys I've known for a long time.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the other guys that I haven't met, you know, we've all grown very close. So I'd say the whole team, I mean, we hang out so much.
Did you see the coaching change happen? Like, could you foresee that? Did you, or did that kind of surprise you?
No, I had no idea. I didn't really.
Didn't occur to you or anything?
I figured, oh, we won. Well, everyone's just coming back.
Right.
So it was a surprise, but I mean, happy for Barry and, you know, in the next step of his career, I mean, can't blame him for doing what he did. And,
right.
But we're happy that, you know, Todd's taken over and, no, I mean, he takes care of the defense, but I've talked to him a little bit last year and seen how he operates in meetings and stuff like that. You know, he's going to do a good job.
Right. So do you expect your role to change?
No. I mean, I think last year talking to all the coaches, the way I have to play never really changed no matter who I talk to. So I think Todd knows what I can do and what I need to do to be successful, and I'm assuming he's just going to tell me to do that.
Right.
How long after you guys partied it up, you know, after the cup, did you sit down and say, all right, now I got to start working out? And when did that start?
For me,
yesterday.
I would say about a month after.
Okay.
So the long
so
weekend.
Mid-July, late July.
Like earlier in the July.
Yeah.
I know everyone's different. For me, that's what I need to do. There's some naturals on the team that probably don't have to do that. But
right.
That's when I started. And
is that a combination of weight training and skating, or is that just weight training?
Mostly just getting back and sweating. And
right.
I mean, I started skating a little bit earlier just to do something else. But everyone's different. That's when I started. I don't know when everyone else did.
Yeah.
To the non-naturals, get bitter at the naturals deep down.
I do get mad at Willie when I see him. We work out together, and I see him in the gym, and it just makes me so mad. Yeah.
Because he's so strong, he's so fit overall.
He's just naturally gifted.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Who else is in that group?
Who are the haves and the have-nots?
Yeah.
The naturals, I mean, Willie. I mean,
Ovi's probably a natural.
Ovi, yeah. Kuzi.
Backy.
Back, all, I mean, half the team, all the guys, all the guys are naturals. And,
dude, right, you don't sell yourself short. You're a professional hockey player.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Why do you feel like you're not? Why do you feel like you're not?
I just know that taking a little bit of time off, it takes me a little bit longer to get going, whereas some other guys.
They just pick up right.
Doesn't matter.
They can just pick up the stick.
Yeah. It's so sick.
Yeah.
They've got better snapback, quicker.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. Is there going to be any change strategically from Barry to Todd, do you think? Or is it just kind of a smooth trend, same look?
I don't think so. I think the majority of the our game plan will stay the same. Mm-hmm. We haven't had any meetings or anything, so
right.
That's just me guessing, but if I had to assume, I would say most of it would just be the same.
Can you give listeners out there and viewers out there an idea of what a day is like for you as you go through camp? What is this sort of a typical day then?
Well, for me today is, you know, getting up and getting ready for the skating test. So
What is the skating test?
down back center 3 times. So, I mean, it's just me coming here, getting warm, and getting ready, doing that.
Then is there a certain time you have to hit?
Yeah, there's time restrictions. I don't know. Even I would have to look them up now.
Right.
So we do that. We practice. We have a little workout. I think today we're having a meeting, and then...
Chill.
Yeah.
And then same thing tomorrow? I mean, no skating
tomorrow,
tests.
Yeah, it would be the same, just a longer practice.
Uh-huh.
Practice, workout.
But no meetings every day. Like, I feel like in the NFL, like, they're meetings all the time, constantly.
They're meetings until, like, 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Meetings every day. I don't know. I haven't looked at the schedule, but I know we have one today.
Uh-huh.
I would imagine we have meetings
pretty much every day,
going over systems and stuff, yeah.
Right. Do they break it down like they do? Because we all watch Hard Knocks and everything. So mm-hmm. You break it down, like, receiver group over here, quarter group?
No, the whole team would,
the whole team would meets.
Go in, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Hawk is so fluent that, I mean, I could sometimes be back on defense, so I should probably know what.
Right. Does anybody ever fall asleep?
No.
Has it ever happened?
Not.
Because we would. That's something we would get thrown out of our asses so quickly.
Yeah, no, not.
There's not like one guy on his phone.
No, like in your career, what's the most unprofessional thing you've seen during a meeting? Doesn't have to be with this team.
No, every team I've been on, pretty professional. I mean... no one ever falling asleep, no phones. It's been pretty.
Everyone's locked in.
Doesn't want to call anybody.
Everyone's locked in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I know we got up against the break. We really appreciate you coming in.
Yeah,
thank you for what you did for this town.
Yes.
It's amazing.
We appreciate it.
And, you know, just do it again. No pressure.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Just repeat. You realize you're one of the fan favorites, right?
Oh, they love you.
I guess. I don't know.
You don't feel that? You feel that.
I mean, there's other guys.
There are going to be more jerseys. I mean, clearly there's Ovi and Backy and Oshi, but you're up there.
You're cute. When you're out and about, mm-hmm. you're getting recognized everywhere you go, right?
Not. I mean, I wouldn't say everywhere, but...
A lot.
I guess.
More here than anywhere you've ever played?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Do you like that? Do you like that? You like to be left alone?
No, it's fine. And as long as, you know, lines aren't crossed or anything like that. I don't mind it.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
See, that might be line crossing. Like, you might be considered line crossing.
Someone's texting in right now. It says DSP is a DC hero. I hope he knows that. He inspired a ton of kids in the area.
Yeah,
that's how people feel about you.
Yep. Yeah, no. Well, to hear it like that, that's awesome. Feels good.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, brother.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.
That's Devontae Smith-Pelly from the Washington Capitals as we broadcast live from the MedStar Capitals Iceplex. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from the MedStar Capitals Iceplex. It is a Redskins Friday on the Sports Junkies, presented by the one and only Sportsbook, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. But, of course, we're talking some puck, talking to the Stanley Cup champions. Thank you to DSP for stopping by. And right now we have the goalie, one of the goalies, Phoenix Copley, joins us. And he was just telling me
He first was an Anaheim Mighty Ducks fan because of the movie, right?
Yeah.
Or you actually said the cartoon.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of the cartoon.
I don't remember.
Well, you have to, dude, we're old.
You have to explain. He was born in North Pole, Alaska.
Correct.
How great is
and
that?
And he has to be the most famous person ever from North Pole, Alaska, right?
I would
is that
think.
True? Actually, there's a Super Bowl champion there in college.
Who?
Darren College.
I don't know.
Well, who did he play for?
Green Bay.
Really?
Damn. He's not so that you're number, famous. He's not that famous. I think you got a shot to surpass him. If he's number one, well. You're close number two, right? Is there anybody well. Else?
I don't know. I don't think so, but I mean.
I honestly literally don't know anything about North Pole.
Well,
how big
could
is
you
it?
Know? How could you know about North Pole, Alaska?
I don't know. It's,
what do you know about Alaska? It's the whole state.
I think it's a beautiful state and everything, but yeah. I don't know anything about the North Pole. Well, tell me something about the North Pole that's interesting.
There's two
It's not actually the North Pole.
Right.
It's North
it's just
Pole.
The city.
There's a difference.
Okay, right. Jesus. North Pole, Alaska. Tell me something interesting.
So, 2000.
Cold.
Yeah, really cold.
Right.
Really dark in the winter. Summers are beautiful, sunny. Sun doesn't go down much.
Oh, really? So, like, how many hours of sun? It's like that movie we saw. What's the movie, Cakes? What?
Where the vampires come out?
No.
3 days of night. I hope it's not like that.
No. Isn't there like an Al Pacino movie or something where it's like light for like 20 hours a day or something?
I don't know.
Is it like that?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I don't remember the name of the movie, but so.
Well, hold on. It's like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you go to
bed.
You
thought that was fictional?
No, I know, but I mean, who knows? I never met anybody from there. So you would
go to bed.
And
it's light.
It's light.
The sun, like, goes down a little bit over the, like, below the horizon, but it comes right back up. It's
you'd
not,
have some good shades.
Weird.
How many people? How many people live in North Pole, Alaska?
2,000.
2,000?
Do you know all 2,000? You have to.
No, I mean,
you have to.
A lot of them. But,
any hot chicks there, or is it probably just a few, right?
Yeah, my girlfriend's from there.
There you go.
There you go.
So you grew up liking the Mighty Ducks because of the movie. Did you like other sports?
I played a little bit of baseball and soccer, but hockey was always.
But like when you're in Alaska, who do you root for? If you were to root, did you have buddies who watched the NFL?
Some like all the football players like Seattle.
Okay, mm-hmm. Seattle's
it's
closest.
Right. But like as far as hockey, I mean, it's all over the map.
Right. How'd you decide to play goalie? Don't you have to be kind of crazy to be goalie?
I think so.
Maybe not all the gear,
brother,
but.
My brother, he wanted someone to shoot on, so he's older than me, and so I got in there and I liked it. And then obviously, you know, the equipment, it's always attractive for, I think, kids seeing the equipment and the colors and the masks. And
right, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, so you get into that, and then, yeah.
Is it painful? Because, like, put it this way, in lacrosse, it's like a macho thing. They just wear whatever they wear, the helmet and a chest protector, and that's it. They're wearing shorts to get pummeled.
Those guys are crazy.
They're crazy.
Those guys are crazy, yeah. No, I mean, you get shots that sting. And
but generally speaking,
and
then, it's not a horrible thing.
No, we have good equipment, and we're
I would always wear the plastic shield underneath. Do you do that move?
Yeah,
put
the
neck down?
Yeah.
I think you have to.
Yeah, I have a neck guard and the helmet, yeah.
I mean, you get one here. I mean, it could be curtains.
That's the worst. That's the worst area, collarbone and neck area. That's where.
So where are you most exposed?
I just have to say this. We all feel old all the time,
yeah.
But
yeah.
When you're next to him, first of all, I'm trying to think. Like, Cakes grows his playoff beard and he just keeps it the whole year.
I hate shaving. It's
Can
terrible.
You even grow a full beard? Like, how long does it take? Like, you're so.
I had a little one by the end of the.
Did you? Yeah, did you?
It wasn't bad. Yeah.
Nice. So, what's your role going to be with this team?
I mean, I just want to first make the team. I want to do my best. And
so you've been with Hershey for the last couple years, right? You originally came in with the Caps, and then what happened?
So I was traded after my first season in Hershey to the Blues. So I was with their affiliate team. And then two seasons ago in February, I was traded back to Washington.
Right.
In the Shattenkirk deal, right?
Correct. Yep.
Was that cool for you? Come back to the organization?
Oh, yeah. I love it here. I've got a good relationship with the staff and goalie coach, and I knew a bunch of the guys, so it was awesome to come back.
Right.
Let's be honest. The dues-paying portion of your career is over, because I'm looking at your wiki. You've played in Southern California for the Titans. You played in Texas for the Corpus Christi Ice Rays. You played in Des Moines. You played for the Stingrays and the ECHL. You've been kind of all over the place. You want to stick here in Washington for at least the next few years.
Oh, yeah.
This dues-paying portion, I mean, this part should be finished at this point.
What's the difference in the NHL check and the minor league?
Well, I'd say it's probably substantial.
Who would know there's a South Carolina Stingrays?
I mean, it's a Caps affiliate. Your boy Flakes knows that.
I didn't know that. No clue.
Now you know.
What about, so how many games have you actually played at the big level, NHL level?
I've been in two games with St. Louis, yeah.
And is that one of those things where, like, do you remember every sort of moment of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a dream come true,
right,
to be out there. But I mean, at the same time, you know, it's hockey, and you're doing what you love, so.
Right.
I saw the YouTube highlights of one of those games where I believe you were facing the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah.
And you were stoning former Cap Matty Perreault. You stole at least like two goals from him in the highlights that I saw. That had to be fun.
Yeah, for whatever reason, I had his number that game. That was cool, but yeah.
So what's it like working alongside Holtby? How much is he taking you under your wing, under his wing, that sort of thing?
Yeah, he's a great guy to be working with, and a really good teammate, and
does he give you technique things to work on, or is he just trying to pump you up? Or?
I think more how he handles himself and how he handles challenges and stuff. He's got a really good demeanor, and nothing seems to faze him. I think that kind of being around that kind of personality is
what makes him great. Like what, like from your perspective?
I think that right there, the way he handles things, he's never phased. He's always just doing his thing, and I think just being around that's beneficial.
Yeah, I would liken an NHL goalie to a cornerback in the NFL, that you have to forget about the bad plays.
Oh, yeah,
and just move on to the next, because I know in other sports, just personally, I can just get negative, like, particularly in golf. Oh, man, that thing could spiral.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be tough sometimes if you have a couple bad breaks, give a couple goals, to forget about that and just to continue to move on.
Yeah, well, like, the game doesn't wait for you, so if you're thinking about something that happened before, it can easily spiral. And I think Holtz does a great job with that. He's always on the next play. He's never worried about what happens before. So that's
So question, just this, I have no idea. So the guys are doing testing today and doing these up and backs. Do the goalies have to do that?
No, thankfully. No, it's tough, though. It's not easy, that this game.
Do you have any sort of, is there any sort of level of testing that you guys have?
Conditioning type
stop
thing.
Stop the puck.
That's it.
Stop the puck. So do they get upset? Because I've seen them doing it. They're doubled over. I mean, they're breathing hard. Even though they're in great shape, it's still taxing on them. Are they like, those damn goalies? They're just over there doing their splits and their butterfly and all
like
that.
Like a kicker.
Yeah, we're up and down the ice 100 times.
Yeah.
Probably, but
nobody gives you a hard time.
They say a little here and there, like, oh, you guys coming out this time? And
what's it like facing Ovi? Like, when he's ripping one at you? I mean, is it crazy?
He's got a good release. It's hard to tell where he's going, and it comes off his stick hot. So
is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Is he the toughest for you? Who's the toughest for you on this team?
You know, I don't know. Ovi's definitely a tough one to stop. But yeah, there's Oshie's really tricky. He's got some tricks up his sleeve that he's really.
So, like,
creative.
Give me an example. Like, what does he do? Like, kind of look off where he's going, or
stuff like that. He's got some tricky stuff he does with his stick that I don't know. I've never seen anybody do where he's flicking it and Kuzi as well. He's really creative as well. The guys that are kind of creative are really hard to read.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Verona's just working everyone else out here.
Oh, is he? He's just smoking them?
Oh, he's just killing guys.
Right.
You have such a man crush on
Verona. That's my boy. Verona's my boy. Hey, so what's the strength of your game?
I like to read plays and move into shots. I've been working with Scotty a lot on lateral plays, so that's what I'm trying to improve. But I like to be in control of the game, controlling rebounds.
Because you're a big dude. What are you, about 6'4", 6'5"?
Yeah, 6'4".
Yeah.
Because Mitch Korn's not here anymore, right? Did he move on with Barry?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's with
Is he someone that you had worked with in the past?
Yeah.
With Mitch?
Yeah.
What made him so great? Everybody loves Mitch Korn.
I mean, him and Scotty, they're both really good problem solvers. They see things with goalies that and they find areas that need improvement, and they're really good at finding solutions on how to get those areas better.
Are you watching a lot of film?
Yeah, we do a good amount of film.
Is it based on you or the opponents?
Kind of both. Not so much the opponent, but like other goalies. We watch other goalies. We watch ourselves and kind of see where we want to be.
Right.
God. Do you have an Ilya Samsonov voodoo doll at your house and you're putting pins in it so you get the backup spot and then hold him off in Hershey for a year or two while you're the backup to Braden Holtby?
No, we're all really supportive of each other. All the goalies here, they're great guys and great goalies, and we all have a good relationship. And
how many guys are here in camp right now?
I believe there's seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Wow. But you are currently number two on the depth chart.
Yeah.
You want to stay there.
That's where I
want to
be now.
Come on now. Let's stay there. That's the goal.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's
going back to what Eric mentioned, he mentioned watching on Hard Knocks. How does it work? Is there a particular day that you're going to be sweating it?
Are there a series of cuts? Like, how does that work? When they break it?
Over camp, yeah, there's a series of cuts. But, yeah.
I mean, like the fifth, the sixth, the seventh goalies, they're so out of here. I mean.
Right. But is there a day where it's like, oh, I don't want to see that guy?
What do you mean, like a coach or something?
Yeah,
is there a guy that delivers the bad news guy? Is there a bad news guy?
Assistant GM that pulls you aside and say, we love you, but...
Usually they just call you into the office and, you know, they kind of go over your camp and then...
They tell you where you're going.
Yeah, and then they tell you where you're going. So it's, I mean, but sometimes they call you in and they say you're doing great. And so, you know,
you never know.
No, but it's good. They have good communication with us, so that's good.
Right. Well, listen, we appreciate meeting you. It's awesome. Good luck to you the rest of the way.
That's gotta be hard, man. It's got to be really hard with these guys.
Good thing you don't have to do that.
Yeah, you're just chilling up here. These guys are grinding.
But thank you, man.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you. It's Phoenix Copley, everybody.
Best of luck to you.
Pretty simple philosophy. Just stop the puck.
Yeah, that's it. You do that, you're good.
Pretty straightforward.
You say just stop the puck.
What about just putting a big fat guy in there? We've always talked about that. Is that possible?
I mean, you got to be able to move. You got to have some athleticism.
Like a really fat guy. You know,
like a sumo
like a radio guy.
Yeah, but you got to come out and play the puck.
You got to clear the puck sometimes.
I'm talking about you're enormous.
I know, but what if to come
like
outside
a sumo wrestler.
That wouldn't work? I don't think so. No.
Okay. All right, just asking.
All right, that's Phoenix Copley. Thank you very much for joining us. Keep it here. We're the Junkies coming to you from the MedStar Capitals Iceplex.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex on a Redskins Friday. Presented by the one and only sportsbook, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
If I were at that sportsbook right now, I would go up and put a substantial bet on the Redskins to cover the number. I would do.
Yeah, he wants to lay the six. He loves the skins. That's his play of the week.
Yeah, I wonder
play
if
our, that's Cakes' best bet right
it
there.
Is, yes.
I wonder if our next guest feels the same way. That would be Skippy.
You can ask him.
Skippy's actually been tracking Bish's best bet. I think he tweeted on at Big FN Winners.
People love when I lose, Skippy. You know that, right?
I know. Well, they hate you. They hate me. They love Himes. They want Himes to win. Or he wants... Pat Himes wants us to lose.
Who's this Himes? I barely know
who this
person is.
That's the third banana on the podcast.
He actually does the production.
He's the one guy with some technical acumen. Yeah,
but he chimes in, gives his picks.
Yeah.
But Skippy, Bickle... I just found this out this morning, by the way. Bickle, Valdez, Drab, and Cakes have all been fading my...
We have a consortium, right?
Yes. We've been doing this for... Yeah.
Then they're 9-1.
We just got in yesterday.
We just started yesterday. 3-0, though. It's a nice
3-0.
Start. 3-0 is a great start.
I mean, we were watching the games together. Skippy and I were talking on the phone.
How about Oakland A's, bases loaded, one out, can't get anybody in?
Can't score, I know. Orioles have 40 wins, and the one time I pick against them, they win.
Do you and Scotty, do you guys, like, FaceTime each other when you're watching the games? Or are you just on the phone?
No, we're usually just on the phone.
You don't need to FaceTime.
I've seen them FaceTime each other.
We've done that before.
They're dudes.
No, I've seen
them. Weird.
I like seeing Skippy.
They like that personal interaction.
They're buddies.
He's like my boyfriend.
You understand.
No, let's FaceTime about the... You know, Jason gives up on games quicker than any human being I've ever seen.
Oh, I believe
that. He has no faith,
Well,
right?
I told Skippy yesterday during the Cubs-Nats game, because I started at 4, all right? And after the Cubs took a 2-1 lead, I started live betting the Cubs.
Yeah, he did nine live bets during the Cubs.
I did nine live bets.
Yeah.
And I had different odds, and I was putting different amounts of money, but I just felt like, all right, I'm just going to hedge it fade myself because I already get the feeling it was going to be a big loser.
It's a good plan by you.
And I went 9-0 in that.
He told me that Boston College was a loser when it was 7-7 in the first place. He said, oh, that's a loser. That's done.
Well, he was right.
I was right.
He's a seer.
Although Skippy had Boston College laying the 4.5.
So let me ask you this. Does Jason prematurely say, that's a big fat one, and then it comes back to haunt him?
Absolutely never. Never.
Right. Right. He never counts his chips.
I don't like to jinx it. No.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He never counts the chips, but he always gives up immediately. At the first kickoff, he will. So, what was it, 7-0, the guy fumbled the punt for BC. He said, oh, that's done. That's
right.
A loser.
Right. Hey, like, so Skippy, we mentioned at the top, Cakes is feeling the Redskins big time. How do you see that game playing out?
You like the Skins laying 6 this week?
I mean, God, I think the Skins are – the Skins should win. I mean, that's a big game. God, if they win that, they go 2-0. I think they will win that game. They could house the Colts. Yeah, Colts defense didn't look great last week, especially in the second half. But Andrew Luck can sling it. He didn't look bad. But, you know, if the Redskins' D plays like it played last week, they're going to force the Colts to – I mean, Colts don't have a great running game, right? So it's going to come down to Luck who makes mistakes. Yeah, I would go with the Skins in that. I love the Niners. I think the Niners destroy the Lions this week is what I think.
Is that one of your plays?
Now they're laying 6.
I know, but you know what? Patricia, man, they just looked so confused. Their offensive line looked horrible.
Yeah, Stafford looked terrible.
Stafford
too.
Was awful last week. He can't look that bad.
Of course they can come back. I just think the Niners didn't look terrible. I mean, Garoppolo didn't have a good game, but defensively, it's not like the Vikings just torched them up and down the field. They had some. The Niners were on, what would they fumble on, like the 1 yard line?
Yeah. And Garoppolo, I mean, he threw 3 picks.
He threw some picks. That's because nobody plays in the preseason. But I like the Redskins in that game. I think there's some big numbers. Just look like the Chargers. If the Chargers lose to the Bills with Allen starting, that would be they're finished then.
Well, hold on. So it's 9:45, JP. It's 9:45. Mm-hmm. You know what 9:45 is every day.
Bish's Best Bet, brought to you by the one and only sports book, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
Now, I'm not going to give you any of the games.
How many are we doing tonight?
We're going to do 2.
Okay.
No, they're not tonight. They're this weekend.
Okay.
All right, but hold on.
So you're giving out 2 winners.
I'm not going to give the games on the podcast because I don't want to jinx those.
All right.
Yeah, don't. And I want you to download.
I want you to download the podcast, The Big Fat Winners, on iTunes. But here are my 2 plays for the weekend. All right. I like Hawaii +6.5 against Army.
They're going to get boat raced.
At Army. I just think Hawaii's offense is, I mean, Duke put up 34 on Army. It's not like Duke's explosive.
Right.
I don't know why that number's so high. I guess it's because Hawaii's got to come all the way from the islands. Maybe that probably they don't do well on the East Coast when they do. I like Hawaii +6.5. My NFL play is I like the total in the Chargers-Bills game. I want to go over the 42.5 in that game.
Oh, boy. How does that make any logical sense?
Because,
I mean, they'll probably win, but geez, they'll flip.
Because,
what would make you think that?
Because Rivers is going to put up some points, and I don't think Josh Allen's going to be as bad as Peterman last week. I think they're going to give you 17, and that'll be enough. So I like the over in the Chargers-Bills game.
So, Skippy, do you like those?
Hold on.
No chance on that.
And I like Army, or I like Hawaii +6.
So you think he goes 0-2, or you like
1-1?
No, he could
go 1-1, but the problem with Army, it's a 6 a.m. kickoff for Hawaii,
but they're not stupid. It's not like they got in town
today. They're used to a 6 a.m. kickoff? Okay.
No, I'm saying, Skippy, they didn't get in town today. I guarantee they've been in town
a couple days
to get used to that.
Well, they're not a pro team. They can't just miss a week of school.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine. I think they'll win the game outright.
They could, but here's the thing about that game. It'll come down to one thing and one thing only. If Army can run the ball, Rice ran for 3-something. I don't know how many Navy ran for on them. If Army controls the clock and just runs, then Hawaii could. But, you know, I have the over 62 on the podcast, so we'll see what happens there.
All right, what about my Terps? What do we have, Minnesota?
Well, you obviously think that Hawaii is going to score in that game.
Well, they're going to have to score quickly. Yeah, they can hang. I mean, if they lose by 7, is that going to be a shocker?
Well, it's a 6 a.m. game for them.
Skip.
Right.
Skip, you like my Terps, right, against Temple? That should be easy.
Oh, God, they look good. They're so fast when I watch them. I mean, like, they're going to – I'm going to be there next week in the casino. I don't know what time that Minnesota game is. Is that a noon game? I don't know if they have the time. I'm just going to unload on that game. They're going to pummel Minnesota.
I don't know what time that game is yet.
They should house Temple. I watch the Temple Buffalo game. Maryland has so many athletes, and there's so much. And I like Canada as an OC. They should. What's the weather supposed to be like? Is it supposed to be okay?
It's supposed to be decent, I think.
I think it's going to be fine. I mean,
the total dropped. So let's check. The total opened at like 54. It dropped down to 47 as soon as all the weather people went nuts. and then it jumped back up 5 or 6 points immediately once they said, oh, it moved the other way.
Correct.
I can see Maryland, I can see that game going over, and I'll be shocked if Maryland doesn't just...
Maryland's going to run all over Temple. Temple gave up a bunch of yards on the ground in the last... They lost to Villanova, and they lost to Buffalo.
Big game for Maryland. Starts off the year 4-0. That's awesome.
The Gophers Terps game is at noon on the 22nd.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, so Skippy, you gave the Niners in the NFL. There's some big games in college this week. You got LSU Auburn. You got Boise Oklahoma State. Bama Ole Miss will be interesting just because Bama's been killing everybody. But you think Ole Miss will score?
I do.
Ohio State, TCU.
Niners hammer the Lions.
That's your only play. You don't want to give any college plays.
Well, we already talked about the guy. I already gave one winner. I gave one last night. I think Bama will go over. I think Hawaii will be high scoring. And the card this week wasn't great. He had two of my best games got canceled, so I don't know what to tell you.
Right. I liked them, too. He's talking about Central Florida and Virginia Tech.
Right.
All right, so you come into town Thursday,
we go out. Friday, we do whatever. Saturday, we place wagers.
Well, hold on. Thursday, we go out where?
I don't know. You know the
what's that place? I heard Horsey was invited to hang out. I didn't get an invite.
Yeah, you're not
Horsey,
coming over there.
Eric, you're supposed to be meeting us at Charlestown on Saturday.
Are you
going to
come to Charlestown?
I don't know. It depends on what I got going on. You didn't invite me.
Well, you're not. You're invited, but there's no way you're going
to
come.
I want you to come because we're going to make one cake. Whoever's going to make, we make one. We hammer the Chuck with one wager.
I like the plan.
By the way, Skippy said he wants to put $11,000 because he got $11,000. Listen, he got $11,000 insurance check for his roof.
and he does not
want to fix the roof. He wants to roll the 11K.
I don't know about that.
Well, wait a minute.
If you got a leaky roof,
and win it. Yeah. Then you have the roof, and then you have 11K. What's reason? What's wrong with that?
So he doesn't want to fix the roof. He wants to wager.
Yeah, if you lose it, you've got no money, and you've got a hole in your roof.
You got to buy a bucket.
Jason and I discussed it, and we said, what are the chances if you actually did that? If you had to do it, what are the chances you wouldn't get porked on that? You know you would.
If you put 11K,
you'd be
betting so scared.
Do you have one that's jumping out at you?
What's just Babe Lurch.
Next week?
I think that, you know, Minnesota's, I don't know what the lines are yet, but Minnesota's running back
Rodney
is their best running back, so they have a true freshman quarterback. I just think Maryland has something special going on, at least early in the year, and that might be one. There's also the Georgia-Missouri plays early next week. That game could just go monkey. Those two teams can score. But we'll see. But we should all just meet, like I say, over at just a bunch of people and just lay one fatty down.
Yeah. Right.
He wants all of his fans to come out and meet him at Charleston.
First,
all right.
See, he says that. That's just such a dumb statement.
That's
when you
what
say,
you want.
Oh, there are no fans. There's no fans. You
They're
guys
all D-gens.
You guys
They're
have gross. Tons oh, of people, and you're, you know what, big... Big Effin' Winners is more available now, thesportsjunkies.com. It's on iTunes. The sound quality's good. You're growing.
Scotty.
But Himes gives out wrong lines. He reads scores backwards. It's on the,
well, what
he
is he doing?
He likes to hammer Himes.
No, because he gave Hawaii over on the podcast pick a 71 and 62.
Can he not read?
This is what he says.
When I Himes think he might be mentally challenged is what I
hold on, hold on. This is what Himes says when he recaps scores. He'll say...
I don't even know the guy.
He'll say, Auburn won 3-69.
22-59. What?
Oh,
like,
no. He's one of those?
I told him that's what girls say.
You guys aligning yourselves with.
Meanwhile, they wouldn't let Valdez on the podcast.
Oh, well, man.
As I said in the podcast, he could muck up a wet dream. There's no chance.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Hey, did Valdez call you? Did you have any discussion with
Valdez? No, he won't speak to me. I love him. He's done with me. He will never talk to me again. I don't know why.
Yeah. All right, Skip.
Oh, well.
All right, see you.
All right, see you, buddy.
Big F and Winners available on iTunes and at thesportsjunkies.com.
Are you spending the night in Charleston, or are you just going there to hang and then going back home?
Might. I don't know. It depends on how crazy we get.
Right. I don't want to drive down there and then turn around and drive back. I'll tell you that.
Always
good
to have a backup plan, though. Yeah. Have the
or we can always
just
Uber it and sleep my house.
Could. Right. It's possible. Let me know.
Yeah. We'll
what
get a plan together.
20 minutes from your house?
25. Door to door.
That's nothing.
Not bad.
It's nothing. Make Skippy pay for it.
Exactly. Well, he's going to bring his $11,000.
So, by the way, Bish's Best Bet brought to you by the one and only sportsbook, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. What were the two picks
Hawaii
again?
Hawaii plus the 6.5.
Hawaii plus 6.
Over Chargers, Bills, 42.5.
And hopefully Cakes
has... I can't believe you're going over in a game where Josh Allen's starting on one side of it.
Well, he's going to be better than Peterman. It's an upgrade.
He's going to be better than Peterman.
I think it's an upgrade.
They're not going to be that bad.
Hey, do you know what tomorrow is?
What?
Saturday. Tomorrow is the grand opening of the St. James. We've been talking about it for a long time. They're finally opening their doors tomorrow. That would be Saturday, September 15th. Come see their massive pro-style field house, ice rinks, Olympic-sized pool, courts galore, plus climbing and bouldering walls, trampolines, VR games, even that indoor water park. It's unbelievable. You can RSVP still for the grand opening now at thestjames.co. You pre-register for sports experiences. You want a spa service, you can pre-register for that. The interactive water park and much more. It's all under one roof. It's an amazing complex. thestjames.co.
Not only does it open tomorrow, in 2 weeks from tomorrow is FanFest. 106.7 The Fan's one of our biggest events of the year, so you can come out and join us for that and experience the St. James and check it out.
Hey, make sure you get the fade plays in.
Oh, we'll get them in.
Oh,
baby.
They'll get in.
Why don't you worry about that.
Put up
a little bit more.
No. Just same amount. No,
nice and steady.
Yeah, that's all.
Slow and steady wins the race, my friends.
Right, so you're a big Army cadet fan this week.
Yes.
I won't even know.
Just, go Army.
Just tell me on Monday.
Go Army, right.
What's the quick weekend preview for you, Cakes?
Sleep in tomorrow.
All right, we got to get out of here, I'm told. Thanks, everybody.
I hope you didn't jinx the Skins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.